Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, joins us again here on the Countdown to go over the top stories, the big topics, if you will, the top 10, according to their research from the week, and also the people, because we all know stories aren't much good, Michael, without people. People and the stories, I guess people make the stories. I don't know if stories make the people. You think we can
trust either? I think people are a very important part of the stories. And when we say that, what we're really saying is the personalities and the human drama make these come alive. It's just like in sports. Half of the interest in sports is the storylines, the soap operas, the personalities of the business. And politics, sports, public policy, it all surrounds these stars of our conversations. Speaking of sports, the Giants winning the World Series came in as the 10th most talked about topic, and we actually had to split. There was so much talk about sports this past week that we actually gave the National Football League its own spot at number 9.
Sports and politics. There was nothing much else this past week.
Well, there's nothing much else ever.
That's a sad commentary on reality, isn't it?
The three most talked about topics of human, you know, conversation in general is sports, politics, and the weather. Actually, the weather is the most talked about water cooler thing, but if we said that every week, it would be boring.
Although there's a report out this week that you cite that connects sports talk radio, pop culture, and how that's becoming more, if you will, desirable for advertisers because the older audience seems to lean toward wanting to talk politics. The younger audience wants to talk sports and things that are going on in so-called pop culture.
What we finally have done in Talkers Magazine is we have finally legitimized and objectively categorized what used to be called and what is still called shock jocks. That the word jock kind of implies that they're disc jockeys, that they play music, because most of them were disc jockeys, but they don't play music anymore. And the other thing about shock jocks that's kind of a misnomer is it gives the idea that they're music because most of them are on music stations. There are all these talk shows out there that are not on talk stations, but are on music stations, but they are, in fact, talk shows. But they don't get looked at that way in terms of the industry and how it's categorized or the press and how they approach this particular segment of broadcasting. And the third thing is that word shock. There's nothing shocking about anything you hear on the radio anymore. This is the second decade of the 21st century. It was shocking maybe in the 80s or the 70s or the 90s, but it's a whole different ballgame. And what we've discovered is that collectively, this is a major segment of talk radio.
Yep.
It's not necessarily conservative and middle-aged, and it doesn't only talk about politics, but it does talk about politics, but like the old-fashioned days of talk radio, the old days, it covers sports, it covers lifestyles, it covers pop culture. So we're just calling it by the simplest term possible, pop culture talk. But what we mean is the Howard Stern thing, the Imus thing, or Imus as he used to be, and all of these great duos and hosts out there doing morning shows on music FMs. And they have a lot of clout in terms of driving the discussion in the real America.
Yep, they sure do. And by the way, there's a new format. I don't know if you heard this or not. It's a format devoted toward discussion of soap. That'll be out, I think, in the next month or two.
Soap operas.
Soap operas.
A new name for soap opera.
Right.
So let's get on with the survey.
Yes, and on with the show. On with the countdown.
San Francisco bans the Happy Meal toys.
Right.
Number 7, don't ask, don't tell. Number 6, the Fed $600 billion bond stimulus. Mm. Number 5, Afghanistan operations. Number 4, Iran tensions. Number 3, new terror threats. Number 2, the 2011 Republican agenda. And number 1, the aftermath, the news, Republicans regain the U.S. House.
No. That happened this week?
It actually did.
No.
Yeah.
When did that happen? I must have been absent that day.
It happened one of the days earlier when they have an election. I don't remember. We have Mahmoud Ahmadinejad
at
number 10. I did a good. Number 9, Hillary. Number 8, Ben Bernanke. Remember him? Number 7, Christine O'Donnell, Meg Whitten, and Sharon Angle. And we have Sarah Palin at 6. We have George Soros at 5. Harry Reid is at number 4. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, John Boehner. Number 1, Barack Obama.
All right. Did you notice during the run-up to, I'm sure, there was an election, I know, this past week. It's been in all the papers. The old confrontational style that the candidates have with one another. I'm thinking about Harry Reid and that woman, Ms. Engel. I sound like Bill Clinton, that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. But
that woman.
the stuff that people want to see, they want to see a wrestling match, apparently. The public wants to watch the candidates go back and forth and have a little verbal wrestling. But sort of, if they're not running, it just shows you, I'm sort of making an observation here, and maybe you can agree or disagree with me. When it appears, and I think justifiably so, some of these people really don't like one another. And it comes across, but sometimes there's sort of a fake aura around. For example, when Palin was debating Joe Biden, and there was that sort of but it wasn't really. There was no real clash there. And then as you get the ad nauseum of all of the pundits after the fact, this is what happened in the election, and this is what I believe is going to happen next year, and this is what will happen in 2012. And so I saw Sarah Palin and Geraldine Ferraro on, I heard the audio, I can't remember if it was radio or television program, probably not important. But anyway, Ferraro, these two are the only two who have run for vice president. It's pretty colorful to have them both on the same program together.
Mm-hmm.
And Ferraro talked about it with very glowing. So the two of them back. Well, first of all, Palin didn't have much to say because she doesn't usually have that much to say. And I'm not saying that hopefully to sound pejorative. She just isn't that intellectually stimulating. Ferraro was, although most people didn't agree with her platform, she was very articulate in expressing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more important thing, Michael, is that they were so convivial with one another. They were nice and polite, and they were encouraging, and isn't it wonderful, and you did this, and I was...
Well, they were there under circumstances where they posed no threat to each other.
Right.
They were there under the common umbrella of two women who ran for vice president. They share that club. They share that exclusivity with each other.
Yeah.
As a result, they find more commonality than the differences that one ran as a Democrat and one ran as a Republican, which is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
But if suddenly they were running against each other for vice president today, or they were running against each other for dog catcher, they wouldn't be so nice.
Yeah.
It's Harry Truman and Richard Nixon, I understand, in the aftermath of Nixon's presidency, and Truman, of course, was an old man, retired. I understand they became friends.
Yeah.
And the two of them were vicious enemies in
right.
their careers.
And look at Jerry Ford and Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
How vicious they were during the election of 1976. And Jimmy Carter went in the plane with Ford's body from Washington back to his home in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Clinton recently went out to California and supported Jerry Brown.
Right.
And the two of them were...
They excoriated each other.
Well, they got personal with each other.
They did.
It was brutal.
Right.
A lot of this is human nature, but a lot of it is also the spirit of competition.
Yeah.
I have had in my career bitter competitive enemies. I've been in this business a long time,
mm-hmm.
who, after we no longer were in the same arena competing,
yeah.
we went on to become very good friends because
yeah.
we realized we had a lot in common.
But that shows you that there's so much huff and puff. People fall for this stuff. It's like a wrestling match. These guys are all friends. These women that wrestle with each other, these people all go to dinner. They go out to the bars. It's a game. It's a
kind of
a joke on those people who take it seriously.
Well, in wrestling, they're partners. They're partners with the person that they're having the feud or the match against.
Right.
That's
yeah.
a dance.
Yeah, right.
they might be more enemies with the tag teams hate each other more than they hate their enemy.
Yeah.
The guys that are supposedly in the same camp are more in competition. Well, people ask me all the time also, it's very interesting, the press asks me, will there ever be a liberal to come along to give Rush Limbaugh a run for his money? And I always answer, I said, no liberal would ever give Rush Limbaugh a run for his money. It's the conservative hosts that give Rush Limbaugh a run for his money. He's in competition with the people that agree with him on the radio. Not with somebody, you know, Al Franken wasn't a competitor to Rush Limbaugh. Sean Hannity is.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck is. Mm-hmm. Mike Medved is. All these people are his competitors. They're not teammates because they're saying the same thing. So people even get that wrong.
It's really amazing how politics, as corny as it sounds, makes strange bedfellows. I'm reminded of the talk radio rumbles that we've had during the new media seminars, going back to when we had the Talk Host Association in the early 90s, and whenever we had the annual convention,
right.
You would have Blanquita Cullum, who's very colorful, very good at this, has been on the radio at times in her own career, be the moderator of a group of a dozen or so hosts that would just yell at each other, basically. It's entertaining. It's actually kind of fun, something that we all look forward to. But now there's a new twist on that, it would appear.
Well, now we have it on the Internet. We've created a television show with full production value as if it were done by, you know, NBC.
Right.
We have a really, really hot show. Let me tell everybody how to get to it. Go to podjockey.com. PODJOCKEY.com and see the first installment. It's free of the Talk Rumble. And we have nine people. I am one of them as moderator, battling out all the contemporary issues in a debate that just teeters on chaos but doesn't go over the edge. And it's funny and it's serious. And I think we have a great show there, and we're going to do four of them a year, and hopefully you'll be on the next one.
I'm offended I wasn't on the first one. What's the big idea?
I don't think you were in town when we did it.
I was not. But I'm not usually one who rumbles, although I've had my moments.
You could be a rumbler for the radical middle.
I could, as a matter of fact. Or we can rumble about something other than politics. Can't we rumble about things that are not necessarily about
people? Yes, we could rumble about how do you raise children. We could rumble about how do you deal with health issues.
Well, this whole business this week, one of the big items this week in the top 10, or outside the top, that was close, I've forgotten where it showed up. Yeah, the debate for or against whether violent video games ought to be available to people under the age of 18. That would be a great rumble.
Absolutely.
Great
Absolutely.
Rumble. Yeah.
Whether
Happy Meals, toys, or Happy Meals at all should be allowed. If we're going to not let you have video games till you're 18, then you ought not to eat fat food till you're 18. How's that? I got two positions. Are you ready? Let's go.
Yeah, well, don't even get me started on fast food and raising children and feeding children.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about how people feed their children, and there are reasons for it, but that being said, we raise our children on very, very unhealthy food.
Yeah, we do. And it shows, and how is it so difficult to figure that out? That's the pop culture stuff
right.
that enters into good radio conversation, good television conversation.
And believe it or not, those conversations are being conducted very intelligently in the jargon of the street by so-called shock jocks.
Yeah, but you know what? Some are afraid to get too focused because McDonald's is such a big advertiser. That they don't want to get into it unless it's some nameless, you know, they say Happy Toys and Happy Meals without saying McDonald's, even though everybody knows that it's about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but there's no question that the commercial factor does provide a restraint to how open people in commercial media can be about their opinion.
Yep, absolutely. And so that's something to keep in mind. It's much more restrictive, or is it, than it used to be when you and I were kids on the radio. I remember...
A delicate balance. It's the same balance that sportscasters who work for a team and do the local play-by-play have to do when the team is terrible and they don't want to sound like suck-ups. On the other hand, they can't be too critical of the management. They go through this all the time in sports talk.
Yeah. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, stimulating here. And up next on the countdown, that bomb scare. Did it have political impact or not on the election? That's next on the countdown.
Thank you. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. This hour, our focus is the confirmation of this cargo plane bomb plot. About 1,000 flights a day around the world, and tons and tons of material coming into the United States from all over the world. Yemen may have released that woman it originally suspected of mailing the explosive packages that were found on the cargo planes, but now the hunt is on for the real suspect, Ibrahim Hassan al-Asari. This guy, al-Asari, had his own brother carry an explosive device in a body cavity. Wasn't successful. His brother was supposed to assassinate a Saudi prince, but ended up only killing himself. U.S. is also investigating whether or not Anwar al-Awlaki, the radical U.S.-born cleric in Yemen, is involved in this plot as well. Here's talk host Jimmy Barrett speaking with terror expert Craig Gundry. Gundry is focused on why this attempted attack differs from what al-Qaeda usually has done.
First of all, what do you think of the plot and the technology that was used?
This is a pretty interesting situation. First of all, mail bombs or sending explosive devices through a postal courier type system isn't anything new at all. I mean, we've seen terrorist groups do this for years. However, the use of a courier service like UPS as opposed to the postal service is kind of novel, as well as the kinds of devices that these guys were using in this particular case. The choice of target is a little unusual as well. Al-Qaeda historically hasn't really focused specifically on Jewish community-type organizations in the United States. They've traditionally been focused more on governmental-type targets. So there's still, you know, quite a few interesting twists to this particular case, and we obviously have more information that we need to learn through further investigation.
All right. Of course, it would appear that Yemen is the source of this particular plot, and it goes to show, as always, that when you're dealing with these types of countries, it's very, very difficult in order to track these people down.
Oh, absolutely. U.S. authorities, the Saudis, and many national authorities have been trying to put HQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, out of business for the last, actually effectively, the last 3 years now.
Craig, when it comes to doing the things necessary in order to really scan packages that are going through UPS or FedEx or any United States mail, whatever it may be, are we doing everything we need to do? Are we doing an appropriate job of trying to scan materials, especially coming from foreign countries that are being flown into this country on delivery planes?
First of all, that's a complex question, number one, because you have this balance between cost and convenience versus security. If we effectively screened every piece of mail and every package that was shipped from overseas into the United States, the cost would be extraordinarily expensive. You'd be paying a lot more for a UPS package or a UPS shipment, DHL shipment, or even just for a regular mail by the International Postal Service. Now, I will say that there's sort of a new precedent here in one regard. This is the first time that we've seen a courier service being used like this. Traditionally, most mail bombs sent internationally as well as domestically within the United States have been sent through the postal system. In fact, the courier services used to take great pride in being able to say that they have never been used for this application. So this is kind of an interesting situation. Now, that's not to say that the courier services do not screen mail that travels internationally. They do. Or they do screen packages that travel internationally. But it's mostly not so much for searching for IEDs and things like this, but searching for contraband that could be sent illegally between countries.
Well, in this particular case, too, you're talking about something that was basically disguised as a common office supply.
Sure. Well, it was designed to look like a toner cartridge. However, still, given the components of a toner cartridge, if you were to examine this with an X-ray machine, it would have been pretty obvious that we had a possible IED here. Now, the explosive that was chosen, Petten, also would have been detectable with some explosive trace detection systems, but keep in mind that Petten is not easily detectable with a lot of the commercial systems, for example, that you have in airports, unless they had a direct source sample, in other words, the actual Petten material for analysis.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With FinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With FinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check.
Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit FinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
FinVerified.com.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, fake IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor, entry, this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED at grid, Mike Bravo, 310-737, take the small arms fire. Request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Conversation continues now about this bomb plot and what it means to you. Here are talk hosts Dave Ross and Luke Burbank discussing this bomb plot and wondering out loud, sort of, spending all the money in Afghanistan and Iraq really did anything to slow down the terrorists' nut.
The UK is going to, number one, ban unaccompanied air freight from both Yemen and Somalia because the printer cartridge bomb originated in Yemen. And number two, it will stop people bringing printer cartridges larger than 500 grams in hand luggage from coming on the plane with their printer cartridge in their hand luggage.
The president seemed to be out in front. You know, we've received intelligence that tells us that there may be bombs on board these things. And they figured out where the bombs were. They isolated the planes. They got the bombs off. And it felt for a moment like we are one step ahead of the terrorists. But now we find out, no, we're not. Just one of the ex-terrorists finked on the other ones. And that's the only reason we know. So I guess as long as Al-Qaeda starts telling on itself, we got it covered. Yeah. Otherwise, it was just another thing where
it got on a plane.
Someone's trying to light their underwear on fire, and we find out when he tries to light his underwear on fire or when the bombs almost get to where they're
supposed
to go.
When I first heard the story, there was speculation that this was maybe just a test. There was this toner in the cartridge. This was a test to test the security system. Then it comes out that, no, this was a wired and live and working bomb. One of them was triggered by a cell phone, one by a timer, or maybe both. I mean, you could have it, you could set it up so you trigger the timer with the cell phone so it goes off, you know, whatever your predetermined spot is. I don't think this idea that it was being mailed to a synagogue, I'm not sure why they do that, because it doesn't make, I suppose it could be picked up on the other end, and it still doesn't make any sense. But I suppose conceivably you could mail the thing from Yemen to the synagogue, then you have a local contact who's got the cell phone number and he dials it up, you know, once the thing has been delivered. which would make it pretty much untraceable to the local guy. I suppose that could be your plan.
But once again, none of the safeguards, none of the systems worked in this case other than a guy told on the other guys.
Right.
And that's not even part of the system. That's just luck.
Right. Okay, so two things. Number one, we can't do it because it's a massive thing. It will take 15 years. And number two, it would cost 15 times as much. When it came time to fight two wars, to stop this very kind of thing from happening, right, we somehow found the money. The money just appeared. And now we're still fighting those two wars and trying to rebuild two countries. And what do you know? The terrorists left those places and they went to a country where our military presence isn't quite as intense. And yet the one thing that would stop this, no matter what country it originated in, this scanner technology, oh, we can't do that for 10 to 15 years because it would cost 15 times what they're doing now. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Nope. I think this is one of the campaigns, although you probably won't get anywhere as the Republicans, unless the Republicans are better at reading, if you'll pardon the pun, the tea leaves. There is very little desire on the part of Americans to go to war. We've wasted all these hundreds of millions and billions of dollars, and to what avail? There isn't really, it's insulting to have somebody say that we stopped Al-Qaeda in Iraq where they weren't before the war anyway, or we routed them in Afghanistan. At what cost to us, never mind the money, the human lives, the soldiers? What are we doing? And why are we doing it? Back to the old standby argument of the military-industrial complex. Did you know that a former Gitmo Bay prisoner gave authorities the tip-off that led to the discovery of these mail bombs being sent from Yemen? According to an anonymous Yemeni official, Jaber Al-Fifi provided the key piece of information in this case. Al-Fifi had been reportedly in the Al-Qaeda in Yemen after he'd been released from Guantanamo and completed a rehab program in Saudi Arabia. However, Saudi officials have announced that Al-Fifi turned himself in. Both of these bombs, which were intercepted last week, addressed to synagogues in Chicago, counterterrorism officials warning that local law enforcement and emergency personnel should be on the lookout for suspicious mail. So the terrorists win again because the federal government will try to find money to crank up so-called vigilance, and that'll usually translate into making your life more miserable. So that's how they win. More federal dollars into the local coffers to hire more police, to stop more cars, or check more of this, or do more of that, and it's basically ineffective. It's interesting to note that this tip-off came from somebody who was inside, and it didn't come from any of the work that has been done by our so-called protective forces. That's really pretty telling, isn't it? 800-510-8255, complicated stuff. The ideas that people get, too, when, you know, we think this is only done by these crazies in the Middle East. You may have heard the story about the Pennsylvania jury that convicted a woman involved in a complicated collar bomb. The woman used the robbery to use the collar, the bomb collar, to rob a pizza delivery man, and the bomb blew up. This woman was among five people who forced this guy to wear the caller while he was involved in robbing a bank. These ideas that have come, I think we're in strange, uncharted waters, are we not? Former Governor of Pennsylvania, Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge, said at a forum this week on Homeland Security that Americans have to acknowledge that the post 9-1-1, the post 9-11 reality where terror is a reality, but don't live in fear. Ridge, who spoke at this forum held at George Washington University in Washington, said the terrorist threats to the U.S. are very real and prevalent, but that doesn't mean Americans ought to be losing sleep. But it's election time, so yeah, we better lose some sleep. We can scare a few people into voting for us one way or another, and that's part of the pitch that the Obama people who have been on the campaign trail, making pivotal stops here and there, working around in states like Ohio, they're just scare, fear. Aren't you sick of it? 800-510-8255. We get to your calls on the countdown. Just a matter of moments here.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan
reminding you to beat the holiday rush at Rent-A-Center. Save now on Toshiba LED TVs.
Make that LED 1080p and slim profile.
Or Acer desktop computers.
With interactive touchscreen, all with no credit needed, satisfaction guaranteed.
Sounds smart.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty intelligent guy.
I was talking about Rent-A-Center.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee. Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Macy's Thanks for Sharing program. It's the most rewarding experience for Macy's cardholders. Get 10% rewards from the day you enroll through December 31st on most Macy's credit card purchases. Charge $25 to your Macy's card, then Macy's will donate $10 up to $15 million total to benefit national and local charities. Join Thanks for Sharing, the program that's raised more than $65 million in just 7 years. Visit your local Macy's or log on to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
800-510-8255. The countdown focusing on the bomb plot. I was interested to read a little bit more about what Tom Ridge said, so we'll get to that before we get to your calls. He said at this forum on terrorism, quote, "We ought to accept the reality and do everything we can to reduce the risk, manage the risk, reduce the risk in the aftermath of all of these problems. We have found our way into a discussion of this," Ridge reiterating the point that intelligence is the single greatest tool that we have in keeping America safe. At the heart of combating terrorism is information. So, and he said that we have the U.S. information sharing capacity is lacking. That is the major arm. You saw the story that $80 billion was spent last year on Army or Naval intelligence. That is, the armed forces are duplicating what the FBI and the CIA are doing to the tune of $80 billion of your tax dollars. Does this make any sense at all? Does anybody have any common sense? And Ridge said, quote, "There's no reason to think that we have the system refined very well at all." He called for increased communication in America and on international levels, state levels, local levels. Americans need to continue to live their lives. We need to leave the worrying to the intelligence community. For we're worrying about the intelligence community. On and on it goes. Here's Peggy calling into the countdown from Maryland. Hello.
Hi there. Good morning. And the reason I'm calling is because, you know, I'm kind of fed up with the fear factor. You know, you turn on the television, it's fear. You turn on the radio, it's fear. And, you know, we're afraid of the health care bill. We're afraid of equal pay for women. We're afraid of minimum wage. We're afraid of gays and lesbians. We're afraid of a half-white president. We're afraid of two women in the Supreme Court. We're afraid, 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 afraid. What happened to the great America? You know, what happened to the greatest country in the world? We're just afraid of our neighbors. We're afraid of everybody. And, you know, people are calling and complaining about the economy. Well, you invaded two countries. You know, you've got to pay for it somehow. And we're paying, you know, for it with unemployment. And, you know, I think there's a correlation between terrorists attacking us and you know, the fear of them thinking Republicans are going to take over. You know, the president has been president for how many years now, and we have not been successfully hit, thank God. But I just think that there's just a correlation. There's going to be something, you know. You know, I'm not saying it's because, you know, the Republicans are going to take over the House, but there's going to be something, and we shouldn't let fear rule us in America.
Well, Peggy, what we should do, if we're going to use the word should, which is one of those words that's pretty obnoxious because it doesn't really get the point across, we have a lot of fear. And one of the fears you just expressed about, well, we're not going to have health care, that's not true. The other side of it is having health care at what expense. What I'm concerned about is why we don't have preventative care. Why do we have health care? It really isn't health care, it's sickness care. So that's another subject for another day. But other than that, I think you're right on. 800-510-8255. Another lady calling. This time, Sylvia's in St. Louis calling in to talk to us on the countdown.
First of all, I would like to say one of the biggest reasons that we're having breaches of national security is because the communication system and the way the news is reported. If you really look and listen to the news, they're reporting things that they have no business talking about. There need to be editors and publishers who proofread what goes out into the public news, that we should be informed, and things that are regarding national security and people who are running these communication systems, they should be on top of things that should be said and not be said.
All right. The media is a focus. The media is a problem. The news media, because media covers all kinds of things, electronic and the print media. But when you're talking about the so-called news media, which is what we talk about here on the countdown, the talk focus on television and radio, the issue-oriented news talk radio and television stations, yeah. And a lot of it is just hyperbole. It's a lot of hype and it's a lot of BS. You're right. Donald in Texas, what do you think?
My comment is on what's this situation that's going on right now with what's supposedly supposed to be coming out of Yemen. On they keep talking about public planes and cargo ships. And what I don't understand is, you keep saying it would take an enormous amount of money to check these situations out. I wonder how they ever possibly knew that these two were on these planes headed for the United States and possibly 13 more. And they keep talking about how much money, the enormous amount of money it would take to screen these planes. Well, it seems apparent to me that if they're aware that they're on there before they ever left the situation, it seems that they would check that when they get that information, not wait until they get where they're going. Why don't they just stop it when they get the information instead of waiting? And the American people seem to think that it's somewhere along the line and there's nothing known about this stuff until it's headed to the United States border.
Well, I'm not sure that's 100% true, but I think you're onto something here. This, again, is about bumbling and fumbling. Reminds me of Inspector Clouseau. Remember Inspector Clouseau? This is what this all reminds me of. We are once again involved in something that was found almost by accident. David in Pennsylvania listening to the countdown.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the situation today. Just ask all my fellow Americans, what do we learn from the Second World War? How long did it take for America and the League of Nations to react to his terror? And if he was here today, if Hitler was here, he'd probably be doing the same thing. It's the same wolf in different clothes. Why are we waiting to be so humiliated to the rest of the world? Why aren't we acting on this? Why are we waiting? Why don't we go to each of these countries and place sanctions, militarize, get this squared away before it comes right into our lap?
Well, kind of there now. Okay, Carl. Carl's in North Carolina on the countdown with a comment, a worry, in fact.
Well, what I would like to say is that I think it's an awful situation, but I wonder about copycats. I mean, you have so many crazy people in the world today. You really don't know if people will try to keep doing these types of things within the country, and it's just an issue. And the thing of it is that's kind of scary is that you don't know that with what they saw, and sometimes the media can hurt us because sometimes when people see this type of things, you wonder if people will actually try these types of things again to try to make sure that these things are actually successful. So, I mean, these things are very critical, and so that's really my comment.
I didn't get that. More calls in a moment.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, works for the Countdown Show. He toils and sweats and strains through the course of the week to figure out a position so that you may understand, let's say, some of the nuances legally of the big hits. The Talker's Chart every week has 3 or 4 different things in it that are legal or have legal consequences. I guess the big thing this week, or one of them, is the Supreme Court debating the California law that keeps people under the age of 18 from buying violent video games. The violent video game industry is challenging that law. What did you think of some of the arguments, Steve?
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting. This is a First Amendment case, and we're not talking that they're banned from anyone. It's people under the age of 18. And certainly, even if you're under the age of 18, you have some rights as far as the First Amendment and video games go. However, the state, if there is a compelling reason, can limit it. And frankly, this is the thing that gives me pause on this. Because when people say, well, everybody knows that these video games are harmful to kids and they make them more violent, there really aren't a lot of studies. And I'm always wary when the government is going to get in there and start censoring before they really have a connection. I mean, I've got a grandson who's a future axe murderer who plays these games. And it is a little, you know, they go, gee, he's hitting kids in school. Well, why is that? But I don't know if that's connected to the video games, and I would prefer the government to have a little bit I hate these games. I literally hate these games, but I don't like the government interfering unless they really have a better basis.
Yeah, I'm with you. They are abhorrent. But parents ought to be educating themselves and their children to the wayward ways. The problem is a lot of parents, the Gen Y kids are using them, and the parents, Generation X, are using them. I don't know how many baby boomers are using them, but there's plenty of across the spectrum from younger years through people in their 40s and 50s. Go back to the Pac-Man era, and you know that these things have been around almost 30 years. So people are going to
be... And, we talk about the parents. It has been many, many years that we've had in television the V-chip. So if parents wanted to block sexual conduct, violent conduct, that they can do so. I have never, I can make an inappropriate comment. I won't. I don't know anyone that's ever found the V-chip. It's like another place people have trouble finding.
Okay. Let your imagination do the walking through the yellow pages of that one, folks. Next up, as long as we're in California, the city of San Francisco has taken final action to ban Happy Meals. How long before that gets challenged by McDonald's and whomever else?
And thrown right out of court. This, unfortunately, is the bottom of that slippery slope.
Yeah.
The government can protect people's health, but at some point, people have the right to eat what they want. The parents have the right to have what their children will want. And frankly, we're not talking deadly foods here. It doesn't meet the standards of a healthy meal, what the Happy Meal would be. So if it has the toy in there, that's the basis for San Francisco limiting it. But where is it wrong for a parent, and maybe even a responsible parent, who says, yeah, my kid eats responsibly 6 days of the week, and I'm going to get them a Happy Meal. I just think this is an incredible, illegal interference with personal rights.
Okay, as long as you're in California, we'll make it a hat trick. Proposition 19 went down, if you'll pardon the pun, in smoke or in flames or whatever. So there's no – the legalization of marijuana, just to use it recreationally, didn't pass. This on the heels of one of those, I forget the guy, the actor who went on Bill Maher's program and lit up a joint.
Oh, yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. So can somebody prosecute him for doing that on that television show?
It's funny you mention that, because I got asked that in one of my classes I teach at Bentley University. And, theoretically they could. It's like there was some true idiot who once went on Jerry Springer's program to brag about the sex he was having with the 15-year-old in the trailer next to him, and the cops were there to arrest him. They've got pretty good evidence against Galifianakis that he did this, and unfortunately he was blowing the smoke right in the face of law enforcement. But I don't think they'll do anything. It's these are laws that are on the books, like a lot of laws that are on the books, that they're not really interested in getting the individual pot smoker. The dealer, yes. The individual pot smoker, no.
It's the selective enforcement. If there's either a law, if you're going to have a law, then you obey it or you enforce it. If you're not going to enforce it, then why have the law? I guess that's the ring around the rosy. Attorney and consumer finance expert Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.